In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, in the words of St. Peter very recently, Lord, it is good that we are here. It is good that we have come tonight to be in this holy place, tonight to pray, and to be in the solemn presence not only of our Lord, but as our Lord honors his beautiful Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is truly our Lord who invites us tonight. He invites because Our Lady is so humble. Her humiliation is so deep that she would not say, come and honor me. So it is our Lord that says, come. Come together, my people. Come together, my family. Come and honor my mother. Because sometimes we wonder, what is the motivation? What is the motivation for this beautiful event that Our Lady would be assumed body and soul into heaven? And we can run the risk of being very clinical. We can run the risk of being sort of spiritually clinical about it. Sort of figuring out what all of the little theological ramifications might be, and about how the Immaculate Conception and the lack of corruption at death and any number of things can make sense for us so that we can understand how this beautiful event could take place. And yet my sense at my very heart is that the Lord comes to us tonight and he says, my family, my beautiful family, I'll tell you the motive. The motive is simply this. I love my mother. It is simply the motive that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ loves his mother. We're not privy to all that happened from the moment that the Word became flesh, and Our Lady brought the manifestation of the love and power of God into the world through her own blessed womb, and what it was like to grow up in Nazareth as Jesus, learning what it was to be fully man, when in his childhood he made himself vulnerable. He made himself such that he needed a mother. He needed a mother who would love him and protect him, a mother who would teach him, a mother who would even discipline his humanity, but a mother beyond all else who cared for him and wanted to protect him from all that could harm him. It is not too hard to imagine a little boy running and jumping and skipping and having a wonderful time and stubbing his foot on a rock and falling, face planting, skinning his knees like all of our babies do from time to time. The howl would be heard for miles, and there wouldn't be a wall thick enough to keep our mother from running to her little boy and picking him up and holding him close, pure love, telling him it would be all right. Your mother's here. It'll be all right. Taking him home, washing him up, reassuring him, and putting him back on the road, back on the path to growing and learning his humanity as he learned his divinity. If only we could experience even an iota of that relationship with our Lord, between our Lord and our Blessed Mother. Then all of a sudden, her relationship with Jesus would seem so much more real to us, so much more real to every mother and father here who realize what it is to sacrificially give oneself for a child. And so this day, when we imagine that we have to explain or somehow have all of the particulars figured out about how Our Lady would be assumed into heaven. It is our Lord that comes to us, to our very hearts, and reassures us, and saying, all I want you to know is that she is the ark. She is the ark that bore me into the world. And for that, the divine presence will be eternally, eternally in debt to all that she gave, to her fiat. Because she could have said no, but she did not. She said yes. And her assumption was not just something that was a good idea later in life, a good idea after the birth of our Lord. We can find references to it even in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament. We hear about the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark that even when the prophet said, I see the Ark of the Lord in heaven, the Ark is that for the Hebrew people in the Old Testament that carried the fullness of all of the manifestation of God. All that they knew at the time was held in the Ark of the Covenant. And then it is not too hard to imagine in Psalm 132, as we read along and we see, Lord, go up to your place of rest, you and the Ark of your holiness. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest and take the Ark of your holiness with you. Is it too hard for us to imagine that there is a prescience there, there's an understanding that Our Lady was not just to be a conduit, but she was going through her fiat to not only put flesh on the Word of God, but to make the presence of God manifest to His people, to us, the new Ark. It is why the Eastern Church so beautifully calls her the Theotokos, the God-bearer, not the conduit, the God-bearer, the one who bore God into humanity, into us. O highly favored woman, O precious vessel of God, that is our Blessed Mother. And that is the reason why our Lord whispers to us today, know that the motive, my motive, is pure love. Just as it is the motive now that Our Lady, who elsewhere in the Psalms, the Queen, stands at your right hand, dressed in gold. She's honored to be able to intercede for her children before the throne of God, never asking a thing for herself, never once asking a thing for herself, but taking everything, taking our cries, taking our petitions, taking our broken prayers, taking them before the throne of God and saying, my son, will you not listen to your people? Will you not listen to their cries? Can I not magnify their needs before you? Can we not then establish this greater bond, this greater sense of family that we all are? She is as much our Second Mother, our Blessed Mother, as she is the Lord's, because our Lord gave her to us at the cross for that very reason. Son, here is your mother. Daughter, here is your mother. She is our mother. And we only need to know, to avoid all attempts to understand the mystery and the goodness of the love of God, and know that she was beloved from the beginning of time, and that it was perfectly wonderful that she then should be that ark of all holiness that would go up with the Lord to his rest. And there she is for us, a mother who will intercede, a mother who will hear us when we cry out, a mother who will desire to pick us up, reassure us, take our prayers to Jesus, put us back on the path to holiness, the path that is the love that leads to her Son. And then she whispers to us. She whispers with the love of a mother. She looks at each one of us with loving eyes, and she then says, "Do whatever he tells you. I love you so much. Listen to my Son. Do whatever he tells you." Praise be Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.